Good evening. I hope everybody is having a good night. Thank you so much for joining us tonight for Reflections with Dr. Gary Harvey again. Thank you for joining. Drop a note. Let us know you're here. Say hello. Invite somebody in. Definitely appreciate all you guys. excuse me. Tonight is going to be a little different. Something's kind of been hitting me as of late. So I just wanted to share my heart. You know, probably won't be too long of an episode tonight. It just kind of depends here. But I definitely want to say thank you again for everyone. It's been, a couple weeks ago I had a privilege of officiating a wedding for a young couple. I have another one coming up. Pretty excited about. Been some changes in my job. A lot of stuff going on. So want to chat with you guys tonight and see what's going on, what everybody's thinking, what their thought process is, you know, all that kind of thing. So it's definitely something that tonight I think is important. Oftentimes we our perspective a lot of times can hold us back, can prevent us from doing things, can prevent us from moving forward. You know, all that kind of thing. So, tonight definitely want to talk about that. And that's the title of tonight's episode, Change Your Perspective. Excuse me. So, definitely want to talk a little bit more about that tonight. So, you know, change your perspective. I could start with a story. So there was a couple, they move into a house, right? And the woman's looking out one of her windows, and in the one window you can see the backyard of her neighbor's house, and she watches her neighbor hang laundry every day, right? She's hanging her laundry every day. If you're in a nice enough area, you've done that yourself when you were younger. I know we did. A lot of times we would, hang the laundry, especially during the summer, and let it hang and dry outside. Number one, it saves money. Number two, it actually, I personally think it smells good. You know, you get this, I don't know. But anyway, a woman's hanging laundry outside, right? And the wife from the couple, she, hey, come here, calls her husband over the window. She says, would you look at that? She's like, I don't think she's ever done laundry before. Like, look, it still looks dirty. It still looks dingy. It still looks dull. I can't believe that she's hanging that laundry. Doesn't she realize that it's dirty? Excuse me. And this goes on for a few days, right? There are a few days that this happens, that this goes on. And, the wife keeps calling the husband over. Look, man, nothing's changed every day. Maybe I should say something to her, right? Well, then one day, the wife's looking out the window, and she's surprised. And she calls her husband over, and she's like, hey, come here. I want you to see something. And so she gets her husband to come over to the window again, and she's looking at the window, and she's like, look, it looks like she finally figured out how to do her laundry. It looks like she finally figured out, how to clean her laundry. She's hanging the laundry. It looks bright and fresh and looks clean. It doesn't look dingy and dirty and spotted like it was before. Somebody must have taught her the right way to do the laundry. And her husband kind of chuckled, and she's like, what? And he goes, well, I cleaned the windows. She says, what? He said, I cleaned the windows. See, a lot of times in our lives, our perspective, the viewpoint that we're looking through, right? The mentality or the looking glass, if you would, that we are looking through, oftentimes warps and manipulates our thought process, right? How we approach things, how we view things, that kind of thing. And I think it's important that we recognize that here. We got Travis Financial Coaching in the house here. Thank you much. Going to be a future guest on the podcast. Just like throw that little nugget out there. But we oftentimes, just like this lady, right? She's looking out this window. And she immediately comes to the conclusion that the next door neighbor that she's seeing doesn't know how to do doesn't know how to do laundry, right? Because she's hanging laundry, and the wife is saying that, you know, oh, it's dingy, it's spotted, it's dirty, it's, you know, this type of thing. And, you know, every day, that's the same thought process, the same perception. And oftentimes, when we view something, when we are exposed to something, when we choose to, for a lack of better words, we choose to critique something that we're exposed to, we have the tendency to do so without making sure we have clear perspective on the situation to begin with. Right? So the whole time this woman is critiquing her neighbor on her ability to do the laundry, to clean her clothes, to hang the laundry, you know, the whole time the issue wasn't with the neighbor. The issue was with how the wife was viewing the next door neighbor. It was with the dirty windows themselves. And oftentimes we have a tendency to do that in our own lives, right? I'm probably gonna step on a few toes tonight, you know, as far as you know, within the realm of Christianity, probably gonna step on a few toes. But as of late, I've really been doing I guess I always have, but as of late, really doing a lot of self-reflection, right? Like, what is it that, you know, as far as my faith goes, what is dogmatic tradition and what is actually scriptural doctrine, right? And so a lot of times when a Christian is challenged or held accountable, I don't even want to say challenged, but when they're held accountable, right, to what they are saying they believe. Okay, now this is one thing that I think is important to recognize. They're not being challenged or held accountable based on some ambiguous thought or somebody else's thought process. They're being held accountable and being, you know, challenged on what it is they have said that they believe, right? And so a lot of times when a Christian is held accountable to what it is they say they believe, the response essentially is, hey, you know what, maybe you should get the plank out of your own eye before you look at the speck in mine, right? And the reference in scripture there, you know, where the whole, oh, don't throw stones at glass houses. Well, you know, I hate to say it, but you're throwing stones yourself, right? And so a lot of times when individuals that are in the church today, and this isn't everybody, so please don't take this as a blanket statement or say everybody that, you know, is a Christian or believes in Jesus that they think this way, you know, and my exposure to other faiths is the same thing within the realm of other faiths. So it's not exclusive to Christianity. However, Christianity is my belief system, and you know what, I slip and fall just like the next person, but I have to strive to continually do better, right? Every day, continually with the washing of the water with the word, as scripture says, right? I need to continue to get better. So here we have in a situation, we can equate the married woman, right? We can equate her to a lot of individuals in the church. They be looking at other people's lives and they start critiquing their lives. Oh, she doesn't know how to do laundry. Look at how dirty it is. It's spotted. It's this. It's wrinkled. It's dingy. You know, why is she hanging it? She needs to wash it again. She needs to bleach it. She needs to this. She needs to that. All these different things, right? You're not living the right way. You need to stop doing that. Stop watching this. Stop listening to that. Stop going here. Stop going there. Stop talking to these people. You need to be more like me. Maybe I should teach you. Well, you know what? Maybe you will have the opportunity to be a mentor to that person, so to speak, or to help disciple that person, so to speak. But before you can do that, you have to make sure that you're looking at them with the correct perspective, right? If your vision is blurred, if you are overly concerned with, you know, that your way is right all the time, right? You're not going to be able to really minister to that person. A lot of times I think those of us in the church, after some time, we forget the grace that was extended to us when we decided to walk this thing out, when we decided to accept Christ as our Savior, when we decided to repent and accept Christ, right? That we forget the grace that was extended to us as we learned and were discipled and still are being discipled and changing and shifting and growing and learning what should be and should not be based on our lives and our calling, based on what Scripture says. And we forget to extend that grace to other people. Right? It's terrible to me. And you know what? It's not my job as a believer to tell you what you should or should not do with your life. It's my job to live out my faith. That's my job, is to live out my faith until you give me the authority, so to speak, until you give me the ability and the authority to speak into your life. Now, once we've established the relationship, don't you think it would have been kind of weird, right? The lady go over to a neighbor talking about, hey, I've noticed you hanging laundry and you just don't know how to do it. You just don't know how to do, it's not clean, it's dingy, it's spotted, it's this, that, and the other, right? And she hasn't even developed a relationship with this lady yet. See, far too often, we try to speak into people's lives, but when we speak into people's lives, oftentimes, it's not that we're speaking into their life out of love. Oftentimes, we speak into their life out of a perception that I got this thing figured out, I can help them figure it out. Well, that's not necessarily the case. Because your walk is not my walk. My walk is not your walk. Samson wasn't to cut his hair, but that wasn't a conviction or a requirement for everyone at the time, right? Individual convictions, individual callings will take us various places, which means we might not walk the same. We might not go the same path. We might walk in the same direction, but we might take a different route depending on how it is that we're intending to get there, right? How it is that we're traveling. And so we have to be mindful of this when we're speaking into somebody's life, that we're speaking with the right perspective. Are we truly looking through a perspective of love, or are we looking through a perspective of dogmatic tradition that we've been brought up on? Now, there's a lot of things that can go into that can affect it, and that I think that we need to be mindful of. And unfortunately, that's not always the case, right? Unfortunately, we try to speak into people's lives through a dirty perspective, a dirty window, if you would, right? Just like this woman, every day she was critiquing this lady, talking about how she was wrong, and she was this, and she was that, and, you know, didn't know how to do laundry, and maybe I should, you know, go over and show her, and all these different things. But in all reality, the lady knew what she was doing. The wife was just looking through some dirty windows. And see, sometimes we're so close to our own situations that we don't see what hinders us. We don't see what we're struggling with, or we don't see that our past may have created a perspective that isn't necessarily fair to the other person. And I think it's important to recognize and realize that, right? You're not always right. I know that's painful. It's painful for me to hear that I'm not always right. You won't often hear me say that. Just joking. But in all honesty, like, our way is not necessarily the best way for everyone, you know? And different people are held to different convictions. Now, there's certain things that, you know, it is what it is. Like, it's very flat and laid out and explained and explicit as far as direction is concerned. But then there's other aspects where, it's not my job to dictate your faith. It's your job to dictate your faith. Mine's to live out mine and be an example. And should you afford me the opportunity to speak into your life, then I'll do so. But if you give me that opportunity, I have to make sure that I do so in such a manner that I'm speaking out of love and I'm not just browbeating you based on what I believe. That's never going to help. You're never going to grow that way. You're going to eventually turn off anything that I'm saying, that I'm trying to bring to you. So, you know, hopefully when you look at various people and their circumstances and their situations, and, you may not understand them, clean the window a little. Clean the window so you can see the whole picture, so you can understand what's going on. There's a lot of things that I'm exposed to. I don't understand why people made the decisions that they did. Like, I think back and I'm like, oh, did you think this through? How did you think this was going to be a good idea? Did you not think there would be potential consequences to these actions? But then if I take a step back and I try to understand, right, if I clean that window a little bit, And I get the residue that's on the window. I get the dirt that's on the windows, the spots. And I get those cleaned up. And I'm looking through clear glass now. And I can see where, you know, okay, yeah, I wouldn't have made those decisions. But I can understand why this person did, right? Whether it be things at work, whether it be, you know, family members doing different things, your friends, complete strangers, like whatever it is, take a step back, because you can't look at these things through your own experiences necessarily, because they're not always the same. And I think that's important to recognize. It's important to understand that we each have different backgrounds. We were each raised differently. We're not, you know, robotic. We're not identical in our thought processes and the way that we approach things, because our backgrounds aren't identical. We've all experienced different things. We all have different strengths and different weaknesses. We're very unique in all aspects of life, right? What might drive you to cry might not drive me to cry. What might drive me to anger might not drive you to anger. And so it's very important that when we look at other people's circumstances and situations, that we prevent ourselves from judging from a skewed or dirty perspective. And I keep saying dirty as in like a dirty window, right? Like a clouded perspective. We have to make sure that we are approaching these things with love, right? One of the things that is very frustrating to me is when I see individuals, you know, and they're like, oh, we want to help you do X, Y, Z, and we want to help you do this, and we're here for you, and you don't have to do it alone. But then those same individuals pick and choose who it is that they want to quote unquote be there for, because they get something in return. Like, to me, that's looking at things through a clouded window, right? You're looking for areas of opportunity, like this wife was. She said, oh, I need to go talk to her so I can teach her how to do the laundry. Well, she didn't need her to teach her how to do the laundry. She needed to clean up her own point of view, to clean off the window, which the husband recognized. It's another important aspect to this is the fact that the wife didn't realize that the window was dirty. She was assuming that it was the laundry that was dirty. So you have to have people in your life that are like the husband, that can see things differently than you can, that they can recognize obstacles, and that they're able to speak into your life. Like, you have to have people that will challenge your thought process if you truly want to grow. If the people you surround yourself with are always agreeing with you, or always making excuses with you, are always saying, you know what, they're wrong, you're right, they did you dirty, you know, you're absolutely correct, you're the victim here, like, you're never going to grow, right? You're never going to truly be able to walk in your purpose and your passion, because it's just, it's not there, right? You're being coddled, nobody's cleaning, nobody's letting you know, hey, the window's dirty. It's not the laundry, it's the window, you know. And even if they presented that to you and you were like, nah, that's not what it is, that's not, well, you know what, let's try. Let's see if that's what it is, right? And so you have to have the individuals in your life that are willing to do that, that are willing to step up, that are willing to you know, push you outside of your comfort zone, or challenge you know, the thought process. Because again, we're not always right. And we're not always looking at things with a clear perspective. Just because I believe a certain way, or that I think a certain way, does not mean another individual has to. And I think that's another thing that we've started to miss in the church, is like, oh, well, yeah, you're accepted in the church as long as you think like we think and believe like we believe. You know what? I didn't start going to church thinking and believing the same way everybody in the church did. And matter of fact, I don't necessarily now. You know, there's a lot of things that I question. There's a lot of dogmatic traditions that make no sense at all. There's the, you know, the cult of Christian nationalism that has perpetrated in a lot of our churches. And all these things, you know, are things that, listen, you got to take a step back, clean that window, wipe it down, right? Wipe it down and clear the perspective so you can take a look at circumstances and situations correctly, so you can understand and study scripture correctly. You've got to be able to really come to that place to where you can look and say, you know what, hey, Maybe the window's dirty. Like, you know, I wear glasses or contacts, you know, whatever. Most of the time I'm wearing glasses. But even with that, I have to make sure they're clean. If they're not clean, then I'm not going to have clear vision. It doesn't matter. Like, okay, yeah, hey, I can't really see at all without them. But if I put them on and they're filthy, I'm only going to see in part of what it is that I need to understand. So now I'm looking at this individual, quote unquote, doing their laundry. We'll use that still as the example. And it looks dingy and spotted and dirty. It doesn't look like they're doing it right. And here I'm like, oh man, I could do that better. I can show you another way. I need to go over and talk to that person. When, well, wait a minute, you know, are your glasses even clean? Well, let's take a look. And you clean them off, realize how dirty they were. And you're like, oh man, they were doing it right. The whole time they were walking in their purpose. The whole time they were walking in their anointing. The whole time they were doing X, Y, Z. You know, and so you've got to be able to take that step back and reevaluate your perspective towards other people. But in reevaluating your perspective towards other people, you reevaluate your perspective on your own life and your own thought process, your own belief. You've got to start with you first. Again, it's not our job to dictate somebody else's belief. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care. Well, doc, you know, scripture says go into all the world and, you know, make disciples, right? Well, yeah, 100%. I do. I need to go. I need to spread the gospel. I need to share the love of Christ. I need to make disciples based on my faith. But making disciples is not forcing slavery to a belief. Hello, somebody. I know that's not popular, right? That's not popular, but that's how we treat it. If we're being honest, a lot of times in the American church, that's how we approach it, right? Like, you need to do X, Y, Z. Well, that's not a disciple needs to make a decision for themselves, right? In order for somebody to be a mentee, they have to accept the role of a mentee to that mentor, right? They've got to do that. And so, in saying that, it's important to recognize that you can't force your perspective on another person, right? That wife, if she would have forced that perspective on her neighbor about the dirty laundry, she would have been wrong because the laundry was clean the whole time. It was the wife's skewed and dirty perspective, dirty windows, that prevented her from seeing what was going on. And oftentimes, just like in that scenario, we need that third party to come in and give us a little bit of insight, right? The husband came in and cleaned the windows. So now the wife was like, wow, she figured it out. Somebody must have talked to her. Well, no, we just changed your perspective a little bit. We cleaned up your looking glass, right? We made sure your glasses were clean. And so we've got to be able to do that. And oftentimes we don't. We look at individuals and we have an expectation of individuals that we didn't even have of ourselves. And there's nothing cool about that. That's not a fair way to approach an individual, right? We need to be approaching individuals with the same amount of grace that was afforded to us to them, whether it's in faith, whether it's learning something new at work, whether it's a new hobby, you know, whatever the case may be. And understand, it's not a competition. You know, you don't have to, every time somebody says, oh, well, I was able to do this, you don't have to try to one-up them. You don't have to, you know, somebody's like, oh, well, I was invited to speak, you know, at this place, or, you know, I was able to, you know, be involved with this ministry, and we helped so many people, or I was able to, you know, go downtown and you know, work with people, you know, whatever the case may be, whatever it is that you're doing, right? You don't have to one-up them, give them your resume. Oh, yeah, well, you preach there, but I used to preach there and the whole area, and I would be at a different church every week. Nobody cares. It's not important. It's not pertinent to that conversation. You know, celebrate other people's growth. Celebrate other people's discipleship. You know, yours has been celebrated and will continue to be celebrated. Give them their moment, right? Clean that window off and be able to see what an individual is actually doing. I think that's very important, and I think we miss it a lot of times. You know, we fail to celebrate people. We fail to give people their flowers, so to speak. We always, you know, and I say we, and I use that generalized. I mean, I've been guilty of it myself, but it's very easy to inadvertently or unintentionally one-up an individual, well, be mindful of that, because, you know, the celebration of that person's growth might be what they need to continue to the next step. And if you, even if it's unintentional, one-up that individual, you know, that relationship that you have with them could be shut down. It could be stuck, you know. And so a lot of times, you know, there's various things and with people and circumstances, situations, you know, new authors or individuals dropping another book, or they've been invited to speak at a conference, or they're starting this business, or they're, you know, got this promotion. You know, it's real easy to go, yeah, but look at my resume. I've done this, and I've done this, and I've done this, and I've done this. And it feels good to be recognized for the things that you've done and accomplished. But don't you think it would feel good for that person just to feel good about the things that they've accomplished and that they're doing, you know, and not in a manner to where you're like utilizing them and, oh, well, I want to be there for you. Well, why do you want to be there for them? So you can manipulate the situation and gain something from them. Like, listen, surround yourself with some sincere people, right? The wife in this story wanted to help the neighbor about doing the laundry because she felt she kind of won up, like that would put her in a position where the husband was just like, look, she knows what she's doing. You got dirty windows, right? So, you know, be the husband, you know, be an individual that'll take a step back and challenge the perspective and make sure that this perspective is sincere. You want to surround yourself with people that are going to be honest with you, that are going to challenge you, that are going to push you to that next level. But you want them to be sincere. You want them to bring up your name in rooms when you're not there, defend you when you're not there. You know, if you're, you know, you've got a business or a ministry or you're gifted with something, you know, hopefully these people you surround yourself with are sharing that, but not in a way where it's like, oh, you know, they're just exposing you to other individuals, right? They're presenting you in a different perspective than what maybe you've presented yourself. And you know, self-promotion, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. If you're a business owner, if you're, you know, you got a product, you're, you know, trying to launch a ministry, whatever the case may be, I mean, there's nothing wrong with bringing that up. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with sharing that with people, but it's all in how you do it, right? You want to make sure you're doing it from a clean perspective, that those windows are clean, that you're not looking at it from through a dirty window and a skewed perspective that might damage a future relationship. So take that time. Take that time, evaluate, just like the lady had to do. Man, the laundry's dirty, it's spotted, it's this, it's that, it's dingy. No, the windows were just dirty. The laundry was fine. The windows were dirty. So take a step back and reevaluate how it is you're viewing things before you choose to address things. You've got to change the perspective. You've got to change the mentality. You guys, that's all I got tonight. Thank you all for joining. I want to continue to thank you guys for, you know, making Reflections what it is. Continue to share, invite people to like and follow the page. If it hits your heart, drop a review on the page. It definitely helps with the algorithm and helps with the growth. So we appreciate that. Right now, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, all Reflections of Dr. Gary Harvey. Again, really, really want to thank you for that. You know, like I said, in the future, we'll have Travis Financial Coaching on the show here in the near future as a guest as well. Eugene, sir, how are you? Bougie Beards. Going to have you on a show again so you can give us an update of what's going on. But definitely like to have you on. Loved his product when I got it. I got to get some more. But yeah, you know, if you have guests that, glad to hear that. If you have, you know, individuals, entrepreneurs, business owners, you're welcome, of course. Authors, musicians, you know, definitely want to have an opportunity to maybe bring them on the show if they want to share their product, their endeavor, whatever it is that they're working on, their book, their music. You know, that's one thing that we definitely believe here. You know, on Reflections is trying to be there to help other people. We try to help clean those dirty windows, so to speak, change that perspective, give people an opportunity to view some different things. So definitely want to thank you guys all for being involved in all of that, and the guests we've had in the past and those that we're setting up for the future. Also, and you know, I know I talked about this before, but Impact Church, keep an eye on that. The launch date for that is coming up very, very closely. It is a church that is very non-traditional in the sense, not necessarily brick and mortar, primarily is going to be through an online platform. You know, definitely not trying to take you from your church, but we do take a different approach. Want to get outside of all this dogmatic tradition, all this, you know, Christian nationalism foolishness, and really focus on the word, focus on discipleship, focus on, as in the church name, making an impact. So keep an eye on out for that as well, coming up in the near future. But again, thank you all very, very much for tuning in. We appreciate it, and we'll catch you next time on Reflections with Dr. Gary Harvey.